Okay, we have a quorum. I call to order this meeting of the Utah Privacy Commission. We have, who's attending remotely again for the record, please, Brian? And my view at the moment doesn't let me see them. I don't have that view. So if you could please switch the view so that I'll be able to recognize them if they have questions. Thank you all for attending. The first order of business will be the approval, of course, of the June minutes. Is there anybody who has any suggested changes, corrections, or additions to those minutes? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from the June meeting. Commissioner McCown, thank you. Second. Thank you. So that's been moved and seconded, and Commissioner Rigg, thank you. And so we are going to move on to the next item of business. We discussed last time the possibility of holding our next meeting at the Utah Association of Counties Fall Annual Conference. Commissioner Wood looked into that. I'll give him the floor to describe what's going on. The effect of it would be, though, that we'd be moving our meeting from September the 9th to September the 8th to make that, to accommodate that. Commissioner Wood, would you fill us in on what's going on?
8th through the, I think it's 10th. They have their agenda for the 9th and the 10th is pretty much full, but they do have time where we could come and attend the conference and holds the meeting. They have a room available at the Provo Convention Center. That's where the fall conference is being held this year. The only caveat is typically we meet on Wednesdays. We would have to meet on Tuesdays to be able to, that's the only time they'd have a room available for us. They're happy to host us. They're happy to advertise, help us get the word out and such. They have all of their, most of the elected officials show up that early afternoon because they do have some meetings later that evening. So we would be able to get people to attend and such. So it's just a question of, do we want to move our meeting to the 8th, and do we want to move it to the Provo Convention Center? Same time, 2:30 to 4:30. We actually go a little earlier. I think we talked about possibly maybe going 1:30 or something, like, just to give us a little extra time in case the agenda went long. With that, is there anything else you'd like me to?
Yes, I do anticipate it'll be a kind of a long agenda for reasons we'll discuss in a minute. But first, do commissioners have questions about that? Thoughts about it or concerns about the date or the location?
On that one? On September 8th, I had previous plans, and so I would not be able to attend if it is afternoon. If we could consider doing it in the morning, potentially, I would be open to that. I'd also would like to be there, mm-hmm. Considering I'm the chair of the automatic license plate reader task force. But yeah, that's my own request.
And that is going to be a major topic of that meeting. So that's something we have to really consider.
Yeah. I did not ask about the morning. Mm-hmm. I would have to check and make sure they have the rooms reserved already to see if they could accommodate us. The only concern I might have is if we go early, you may not have as many elected officials present because they still may be traveling to the conference that morning. So if that's the case, maybe we'd be better just to keep it here and on Wednesday as previously scheduled. So whatever the feeling of the commission is.
Was there a consideration or did they have availability for us to do it at that conference on the 9th or 10th?
We tried, and that's where they already had agenda scheduled okay. for those days. Okay. And that was the issue, is that we would have to preempt some of their scheduled meetings. And I couldn't find an organization because the recorders and the assessors and the sheriff, they all kind of meet, right, individually. There was no one willing to forego their sessions on Wednesday to allow us to slip in on Wednesday afternoon. So,
okay.
Well, I agree, Commissioner Baker, you kind of have to be there because the two things that I think would be important, if we hold it there, the benefit is that it gives commissioners and their legal counsel and others, their IT people, an opportunity to not only be there, but also to address concerns they have, experiences they've had with the Data Privacy Act. But last year, we found that was useful for those, and it would probably be even more so this year because people are now used to having seen us show up at their thing. So that's a positive. On the other hand, if we're going to make that October 1st deadline, we will need to be able to schedule for the next meeting witnesses on the automatic license plate reader matter. So I would go back to you, Commissioner Baker. Do you think that if we just kept to our regular schedule, that by the 9th you'd be ready to have the, and also, Commissioner, would we be close to being in the position where we would have people ready to talk to us about that? If so, great. If not, and if the September, the October 1st date is a little too fast, we could do the September 30th meeting and reserve it for that purpose, and then just plan to meet early in our October meeting and just, you know, tell Representative Chevrier that that's the best we can do.
So to answer the question, I would say the September 8th or 9th meeting was still going to be considered like input gathering for our decision. Based on the task force like timeline that I'll report today as well in the report is we plan to have a final report on the 30th, and we would be finalizing that in a working session prior to the 30th on the 23rd.
So to the extent that you have people you'd want to have show up before the commission, would they be showing up on the 30th or would they be showing up the 8th or 9th?
8th or 9th.
Okay, that's what I thought. That was what I was planning, but I didn't know if that had proven to be unrealistic in your meetings. So if that's good, then I think it's really important that we make sure that we can accommodate that. Do you think, Commissioner Wood, that there would be a possibility realistically during the morning? Is that something that could happen? Understanding we might lose some commissioners, but we could also start with ALPR instead of starting with the commission's concerns and then towards the end give time for the commissioners to have their input. What's best for you in your opinion? Does that negate the value of this?
I would have, again, UAC is the one who's contracted the convention center space. I don't know what their contract is, if they have it in the morning. If they have it in the morning, I'm sure they would make it available. They've been very good to work with, but I just don't know at this point what their contract states. So, and they wouldn't be willing to incur any additional expenses on our behalf. So I would just have to chat with them. I mean, I could get that answered to you tomorrow.
Sure. And I'm just wondering, have we already got commitments from speakers on the 9th that would be problematic to change, or is that still up in the air? It's still ways out. But
I would say in terms of which day we do, we don't have anybody that has specifically said that they want to be here on the 9th. And so I would say that date is more open and fluid, and we could announce that as a change.
Okay, so may I suggest this, if it works for others, that we could let Commissioner Wood get back to us. Is there anyone who would have trouble if we did a morning session rather than an afternoon session? And when you find out the availability, also, Commissioner Wood, would you be so kind as to find out if there's a general sense that anyone would be there?
Sure. Yes,
sure. I mean, if the first scheduled event is at 1 in the afternoon, the probabilities we'd get a lot of people there at 9 or 0. So we're wasting our time to go down there probably. But if there are events happening in the morning, people are registering at 9 and their first session's at 10, sure, we could probably do a 9 o'clock session and people would actually find it useful because they don't have to wait and take time away from other things. So if you'll do investigate that and get back to me and to Brian, because I've been having a bunch of computer problems this week. The computer retired more than I did, and we're going to work on that right now. But if we can then circulate that the answer, how do commissioners feel if it's available on the morning of the 8th? Would you prefer to do that down there, or would people prefer to just do it on the 9th up here? Any feelings?
That's a great opportunity to do it.
And we would be talking 9 a.m. is when we'd want to begin, correct? Okay. Just one, correct.
Yeah, I would be open to doing it on the 8th. I apologize. My schedule is...
I think it would be good to...
Given that this is the next commission meeting we're talking about, I think that's an absolutely excellent idea. I'll take that as a motion. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion? Does this create a problem for any of the commissioners online who would want to discuss that, or are we good to go? Okay, the plan is we'll try for the morning of the 8th. If that's approved, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Is there anybody who is opposed? Is there anybody who's opposed or who abstains? Hearing none, I'll view it as unanimous. As always, if we don't hear from someone online correctly, we can correct that in the minutes for the next meeting. So there we are, and we will do that. And Commissioner Wood, if you can get back to us, that'd be much appreciated. And thank you. And we'll go to, at this point, what we were talking about a second ago, which is automatic license plate readers. Commissioner Baker, you before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So for our report, I wanted to note we met twice. During those meetings, we discussed our plans for engaging stakeholders and had discussions with two vendors, with Representative Chevrier attending the vendor discussions. We are currently working on drafting a report and our outline of timeline of activities. We will have the July 9th, August 12th, and August 26th as working sessions where we will be gathering more information from interested parties. And then September 23rd is when we will meet to review and finalize our report.
Very good. And we will have a couple of the stakeholders on various positions present on the 8th or 9th. Excellent. Yeah, that I see that as the primary purpose for that meeting, that we'll focus on that, and the related secondary purposes to give the commissioners and others in from the counties an opportunity to talk with us directly and share their experiences. Anything further on that one? Anybody? Any questions? Sounds like you have a good plan. Thank you for putting it together. If I can be of help, let me know. But thank you. It looks like you have under control. Thanks. Then let's go on to third-party contract requirements.
We have not met yet. I'm still working on getting a meeting together.
Not as high a priority by any means, in my view, at least. I think we can wait on that a little bit. The time frame on the statute is still out there, so we have plenty of time to deal with that issue down the road. But I just want to check on it. Commissioner Zabriskie, anything on the Grammar Classifications Task Force?
Yeah, similarly, we've been unable to meet. We were supposed to yesterday, but ran into some logistical issues. So I have sort of a tentative plan and some thoughts, but yeah, haven't met yet, but intend to very soon.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe we can focus on getting back with something on that for the September 30th meeting. Because if you can come up with some recommendations, even if you can give a more detailed report on the 8th or 9th, and then on the 30th, come in with some recommendations, that would allow us time for any recommendations that may have legislative impact to be considered by legislators before the session gets to the pre-filing bills. Very good. Commissioner McCown, City. Oops, sorry.
July 4th holiday, and we met with George McEwen from the Office of Data Privacy, who is also the new city program director. So we met to discuss how the task force can be can assist with their efforts, and he described a number of use cases that ODP has contemplated. And we'll, going forward, we will be enumerating and describing an additional set of use cases for which SETI might be used. And part of our descriptions will include any threat areas or areas of other concern, as well as recommendations for protecting the security and privacy of SETI users.
Any questions for the commission on those reports? Commissioner Verwaller, we have technology transparency.
Well, to meet, we were able to have a really good discussion on a number of the points. As we kind of discussed last time, There are a lot of decisions that we can make surrounding this technology transparency study because it could be so broad that it would take, years to get through. And so we have to make some distinguishing decisions just to make sure that we are moving forward. I think we are in a good path to narrow it so that we still will be able to get something very beneficial that we'll be able to use. Starting to formulate kind of high level questions that we'll be able to send out, just get an initial kind of bearing of where we're at. A lot of those will be high level, trying to assess, what do these entities think about accountability for these technologies, responsibility for approval, whether they already have policy, procedure, regular rules in place to affect any of that. And then also making sure that we do the analysis of existing law that does touch on these specific technologies and make sure that we are accounting for those and whether there are gaps there and how we need to address that. So the intern that we have at the Office of Data Privacy has been working on those. He is following up on what we discussed at our task force meeting. I hope to have more of that information that we can share, just where we've gotten to, the contacts that we've identified in working with UAC and ULCT. And it's now it will be September 8th.
And we've been meeting a couple of times per month, basically, with variations because of scheduling issues, of course.
And yeah. I guess also we will be reaching out to Commissioners Jensen and Arvon just to make sure that when we are talking about law enforcement and wanting their engagement, that we get the correct people.
Absolutely. Very good. Anything else on that topic? Again, our deadline's quite a ways out, but that's a very big project, and so the sooner we nail down parts, we keep moving forward, the better. Administrative Rule Task Force, as reported last time, we voted on a rule, and that rule's being moved forward, and we have our state privacy ombudsman, Taylor here for us to discuss the status up there.
As most of you are aware, we did review the proposed administrative rule last time. It was voted on by the commission members. It was passed or adopted. That process then, the rule has been submitted in the Division of Administrative Rules electronic system. They have reviewed it, and presumably, assuming there are no further issues, it would be published in the Utah Bulletin August 1st. There would be a 30-day comment period until August 31st, and then 9 days after that, that would be the earliest date that we could make it effective. So unless there's some, it's not really detailed, but if there's some questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay. Thank you. So that's moving forward. That task force is effectively done with its work, short of any changes we might have to make. The next item is
Chair?
Yes.
We skipped over a training guidelines task force. So just by way of report, so we have it on the record. Sadly, we have not met, and it's because of I've been busy trying to implement a data privacy program for Wasatch County, I'll be quite honest. So we are scheduled to report in October, so we still should have plenty of time. I have put out feelers to UAC and ULCT to talk about getting their representatives to address our committee about any challenges they see from the entities they represent concerning employee training and any challenges that they have. So we will report.
That sounds good. I'm also going to take a moment to note that there's a minor typo in the agenda regarding the spelling of our privacy ombuds name. That should be corrected. I also noticed there's a different typo in the same topic. I apologize for that in the minutes. You'd think it was a name like Sonnenreich that's hard to spell. But there we go. Apologies. We'll correct both of those in the minutes if there's consensus on that point and also in the agenda. Thank you. So that gets us to, and again, apologies. That gets us to setting a deadline and process for determining resources. We're in the budgeting process. I have been speaking with Chief Privacy Officer Bramwell. We've communicated a bit about some possibilities and reserving some funds for administrative support and assistance. Our very capable intern is leaving us very soon. We're going to need ongoing and more sustained support for various efforts. If it's still premature to publicly discuss what we might or might not be doing on specifics, but generally speaking, I think we will be having at least one person who's assigned to assist this commission on a regular basis with regard to a variety of functions, such as research, helping to schedule things that need scheduled, things of that sort. If you have an interest in the details, I would suggest that you should reach out on the sooner rather than the later side of things to Commissioner Verwaller and or to Chief Privacy Officer Bramwell, and they can fill you in more detail. And if there's enough interest, we can hold a conference call of some sort, which may constitute a meeting. We may have to give notice, present, but we'll see. More likely what we'll do is we will just have one-on-ones to fill people in on what's going on, get their feedback so that it's there, and then we'll be putting together a proposal which we'll present back to the commission at some point in the future when we're closer to the deadlines. So that's that. If there are any questions about that, please, you can state them now, or you can just feel free to contact one of the three people I just mentioned, Richard Verwaller or Bramwell or myself. Okay, as far as I'm aware, there is no other business that anyone's brought to my attention that we need to address, but is there anything anyone needs to address in the commission? Seeing and hearing nothing, is there any public comment that anybody wants to make at this time? Oh. The chair recognizes the state auditor. It's a pleasure.
All right, State Auditor Tina Cannon, pleasure to be with you today. I wanted to take a moment to introduce our new privacy auditor, Wysaria. I want to say Jensen, but just in case you thought Sonorike was hard to spell. Do you want to go ahead and give me?
Yeah, it's Warsara Watanat Womwarakula. I know Jensen is my new last name, not really new anymore, but I still go with the hard one.
So, good luck. There will be a test next time over who can spell that for me. So we're excited. She has not actually started yet. You start on Monday, but I wanted her to attend today to make an introduction. So we're pretty excited about this change. Wysaria is CISA certified, so she is certified information systems auditor, and we're going to add that. So it will change the direction of the state auditor's office. We will do a full information systems audit on an entity, with privacy being expected to be built into the overall system that as it's used the way it should be, so that it's not an afterthought and it's not a patch at the end, that we are making sure that we are secure in protecting the citizens' data, because we do know that the largest collector of personal private information is state and local government. So we want to make sure that we, in any effort that we make, we are making sure that that information is secure. So it will change slightly, but the risk assessment that was done under SAM is still in place and the most of the work. But with that, we're happy to answer any questions, or if you'd like questions for Wysaria over getting to know her, and we look forward to working with you.
Welcome. Yes, I was going to say welcome, Wysaria, to the government data privacy world. It's a pleasure to have you join us. And once you have your official email, if you'd contact me just so we can be in touch and yes, we have each other's credentials. But thank you very much, Dr. Kim, for the introduction.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here in July. You know how few people show up in July.
And that actually, thank you for the perfect segue, because what I was going to say at this point, having noted no other business and before we adjourn, is I hope the commissioners are okay with the fact that I actually didn't cancel this meeting. I thought that with the thing going on in September and the deadline of the September 30th, even though I knew this would be a short meeting, just getting our acts together to make sure that we're all on the same page and that we're all moving forward and that they're, the task forces that are moving forward are doing so with the right support seemed to me to warrant taking a half an hour of our time. I deeply appreciate those who made the drive down to the Capitol and also the ones who are online and joining us remotely. But I did want to just make that comment in case anyone felt it was a bit of a burden. I appreciate that you did it anyway.
I mean, okay. Just because there was no World Cup game today is why I'm here.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
DVR, is there one? No, it's got to be live.
Very good. Well, seeing no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Very good. Commissioner
Baker. Second it.
Very good. So motion made and second. All in favor? Aye.
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 We are adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you. We will let you know.